All right, that was the Mighty Defectors from their forthcoming LP. It's just called LP 2014. I don't know if... I imagine that's a working title. But that's a new song called Far Away. So great. They're playing tonight at the Media Club with some other people that I should have looked up beforehand. Here we go. No, they're playing tomorrow night at the Media Club with Charm and Aquanaut. Good stuff, Defectors. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, brought to you by the Portside Pub. Thank you, Portside, for your continued support. You can check out theportsidepub.com for more information. And a very special episode. I have a guest. Hello, guest.
Hello, Duncan.
Yes. You are Reed.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Reed from the band The Plodes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm just here to tell everyone about a show we're playing later in the month. Not this coming Sunday, but the Sunday after that, the 23rd, at Astorino's with Crystal Swells, Collapsing Opposites, Malk, which is made up of mostly former members of Elvis Was a Blonde, and Fistful of Snacks.
Okay, cool. Astorino's an excellent all-ages venue in East Van, so open to all.
That's right. Yeah. No one turned away for lack of funds either.
Right.
So, yeah, even if you don't have the $5, you can still get in. We'll still let you in.
Awesome. And tell me a bit about The Plodes. What's your band?
I never know how to describe us, but it's basically sort of my project to start off with some songs I'd written around the time I graduated high school. And I've had various people sort of playing it with me, but as of now, it actually is in a state of flux. Who's in the band right now, just because of various like work and school commitments sort of messing up our schedules, but I'm the main guy on guitar and vocals, and Matt Turner of the band No Boy as well plays drums for us usually, but he's occupied with school, so at the next couple of shows we'll have Gemma Mama's Boy Galecki playing drums with us.
Okay.
And friend Masson is going to be playing keyboards with us in the next little bit in absence of Alexa, our accordionist. She's a full-time theater student at SFU. So
you're the rock, and then these other players are the dirt around you.
Yeah, we're kind of like the DOA of bands that nobody has ever heard of.
Okay, good. And so you wrote these songs right out of high school?
Well, the first few songs were like ones that I wrote around the age of 18. But it started out as basically just an outlet for that, and then it's been. I've been thinking of it as like a full band for the past couple of years.
Right. And I get a bit of a punk angst angle.
Accurate? I guess you could say that. We sort of align ourselves with the broad definition of punk rock, but that's not it's not strictly that way. I don't spend a whole lot of time figuring out how to describe us. I usually just out of laziness and out of a lack of vocabulary choose to just let
the music do the talking, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Okay, and that's a great idea. Why don't we let the music do the talking? Reed, why don't you take it away?
All right, thanks. This song is the first one on our cassette that we put out last summer called A Foot Was As Long As a Foot. This is, I guess you could say, the first Plodes song. First song on our cassette. It's called I Keep Thinking I See Deer. I keep thinking that I see Chad. I keep thinking that I see him here. I keep thinking that I'm seeing amputees. And I keep thinking that I'm seeing deer. I keep looking through the trees. And I keep a watchful ear. I keep thinking that I'm seeing amputees. And I keep thinking that I'm seeing deer. I keep thinking that I see Mike. I keep thinking that I'm seeing him. I keep thinking that I'm seeing antlers and hooves. And I keep thinking I see missing limbs. Looking through the trees, and I keep a watchful ear. I keep looking at the amputees, and I keep looking at the deer. I see Todd. I keep thinking that he's in this place. I keep thinking
looking at Sia's head and his hair, and I keep looking at Sia's face. Keep looking through the trees, and I keep a watchful ear. Keep looking at Sia's amputees, and I keep looking at Sia's ear. Keep looking that I see Chad. I keep thinking that I see him here. Keep thinking MCN amputees, and I keep thinking MCN dear. Looking through the trees, and I keep a watchful ear. I keep thinking MCN amputees, and I keep thinking MCN dear.
Great. I turned off my mic. Awesome. Good job.
Thank you.
Who's Chad? Who's Michael? Who are these people?
Well, I'm from Calgary, and I used to volunteer at CJSW. Actually, I did. I hosted shows there, and I've been volunteering there on and off when I'm in Calgary since I was 15. And Chad is the former station manager, Chad Saunders.
I know him as Jet Thunders, but
yeah, exactly.
That's, you can call him
that's
Chad.
That's how most people know him. He's that's sort of overtaking his actual IRL personality. And then Mike is recently promoted to station manager in the past couple of years, Mike Atkinson.
Cool. Nice. So, you have community radio.
And Todd is nobody.
And Todd is nobody. But a friend of yours. Or you just made him up.
No, it's actually nobody.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you have community radio in your heart.
Yeah, exactly.
If people attend Astorino's show, the show that you're playing at Astorino's, mm-hmm. which they should, will the song sound like this?
Not really. Like, I play electric guitar in
right.
the band. This is just so because I was the only one who could make it. We have drums, guitar, and for this show, we'll be adding a keyboardist. She's going to be playing with us for the next couple of dates, named Madison. Mm-hmm. And we're still figuring out how that's going to sound. Actually, we're still figuring out those songs. Unfortunately, our accordion player Alexa is unable to be in the band right now because of school commitments. If you listen to our record, you go to our Bandcamp, theplodes.bandcamp.com, and listen to our tape, A Foot Was As Long As a Foot. Everybody is on there.
Right. Yeah, school sucks, man.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of which, you are a student as well. You're an animation student at Emily Carr?
Yeah, I'm an animation major at Emily Carr. I'm in my third year out of four. Mm-hmm. And I'm just hoping I finish my degree on time.
So what, you know, school for most people is incredibly immersive. They've got a lot on their plate already. Probably have to have a part-time job to help supplement that. Why do you add music into that?
Because I don't know what's good for me, and because I have trouble sorting out my priorities. I'm basically because I'm irresponsible. I think is the societally acceptable standard reason.
And is there something about music that you get out of music that you don't get out of animation?
Yeah, I think so. For the past few years, actually, music has sort of been my main output apart from like cartooning and animation. I'm a cartoonist to begin with, but animation is like the closest degree to cartooning. Mm-hmm. And I was always inspired by anime cartoons. That's why I'm doing it. But it's hard to balance. I tend to kind of incorporate one into the other. Like I do all the artwork for the band's releases. All the band's releases, we've had one, and I did the cover artwork for that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do one for the next one. I want to try and incorporate music into the animation that I do. Yeah, I use some of the audio skills I've learned in radio and in doing music to add sound to my cartoons.
Cool. It also seems like animation must be a pretty lonely pursuit.
It can be. At Emily Carr, specifically in our animation lab, it's sort of like a social hub for all the animation students. Everybody hangs out and talks together and stuff like that. It's sort of like a clubhouse almost, I guess. Although I don't necessarily fit in with that crowd, so I usually am just by myself.
Right. Whereas with music, you get to play with friends, and there's a huge community that
exactly,
you're
yeah.
part of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Do you want to play another song?
Sure. The Plodes are currently working on, we're hoping to release a 7-inch record by the middle of June, just in time for summer festival season. We're probably gonna start an Indiegogo campaign soon because we need like $1,000, which I don't have. But yeah, this is going to be the one of the songs on the record, and it's proven to be quite popular with people, which is astonishing to me because it's so... well, you'll see. It's called Dogs Become Animals. Okay.
All right.
There's a dog. Sometimes. Sometimes there's a dog. There's a gun. Sometimes. Sometimes there's a gun. There's a car. Sometimes. Sometimes there's a car. There's a dog. Sometimes. Sometimes there's a dog. Dogs become animals. Animals become dogs. 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 There's a man. Sometimes. Sometimes there's a man. There's a car. Sometimes. Sometimes there's a car. There's a gun. Sometimes. Sometimes there's a gun. There's a man. Sometimes. Sometimes there's a man. Dogs become animals. Animals become dogs. 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 Everything I step on's stupid. Everything is my foot. Everything I step on's worthless. Everything I step on shouldn't be put there. Everything I step on's stupid. Everything is my foot. Everything I step on's useless. Everything I step on shouldn't be put there. There's a dog. Sometimes. Sometimes there's a dog. There's a man. Sometimes. Sometimes there's a man. There's a car. Sometimes. Sometimes there's a car. There's a gun. Sometimes. Sometimes there's a gun. Dogs become animals. Animals become dogs. Dogs become animals. Animals become dogs. Dogs become animals. Animals become dogs. Dogs become animals. Animals become dogs.
On March 15th at Vancouver's Rickshaw Theatre, several acts will take the stage and sing the songs of Pete Seeger in tribute. Acts include The Sojourners, C.R. Avery, Company B, Ben Rogers, Brother Bob Sumner, and more. Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door and are available at High Life, Red Cat, Zulu, and Neptune Records or online at northerntickets.com.
A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill.
Are you ready for one of UBC's most iconic experiences? On March 23rd, swim, sprint, bike, run, and storm the wall. This is one event that every UBC student needs to experience. Participate as a competitive or just for fun team, or challenge yourself to do the whole course on your own as an Iron Person. To register, go online to the UBC Rec website before March 13th and check out Storm the Wall. Don't miss your chance to be a part of UBC's longest standing campus tradition.
Longest standing, like the wall. They're rebuilding the walls. I don't know. Have you ever seen the Storm the Wall here?
I have not. I'm not that familiar with the UBC campus outside of the student center here.
Yeah, it's the big last, second to last week of school. They have this big competition where it's a relay race and you end up storming this wall.
Okay.
I once broke someone's ribs because I slipped and she was holding me on the wall and it didn't go well.
UBC comes across as a very sort of athletically, at least internally athletically competitive sort of school. So storming a wall, like a bunch of people storming a wall, seems appropriate for UBC students to do.
A couple of years away from
wall.
Yeah, almost the Hunger Games up here. So tell me about that song.
There's not a lot to say. It just sort of came to me one day. I guess the verses are sort of inspired by, you know, that video that started going around of some cop shooting a guy's dog in his car or something,
which is really
grim. But I just, and it's not really supposed to, it's not really meant to evoke that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, like, there's a dog, there's a gun, there's a man, like that. That's where it came from. But it's not really supposed to be about that. It can be about whatever you want, basically.
Okay.
It's just supposed to, the whole song is just supposed to be coming out of someone's sort of deranged reactionary mind.
Right. And hence the voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's probably the only song I do a voice on.
Right.
Probably. I have not had time to think about that.
Okay. So you've got this show coming up on the 23rd.
That's right.
That's a Saturday night?
It's a Sunday night.
Sunday night at the Astorinos.
Slightly less strategic, but we're still trying to get as...
You're not up against Cool, so that's a good thing. Because
right.
Cool's LP release is the night before. And that's...
Right. Actually, some of the bands we were trying to get for this show, like I was the one who set it up, some of the bands that we were trying to get for the show are playing that show, and
yeah.
So they couldn't... Yeah. Well, no, that's how it works.
Crafty Adrian Teacher getting in there.
Yeah.
So you got that show.
Teacher.
You may have another show kind of later in the week.
Yeah, we've been playing this one. It's been in the works for a little while. You know, the Smilin' Buddha Cabaret on East Hastings, it's actually reopened as a sort of a skateboard park, like an indoor skateboard
mm-hmm.
park with like a little canteen in it. And they've been hosting shows, but... this one, unfortunately, has to be moved because the venue has some stuff to work out vis-a-vis...
Having shows?
I just used the word vis-a-vis, like putting on shows.
Yeah.
And so that was supposed to happen on Friday the 28th. But looking around for venues that might happen... Like, I'm not the one setting up this show, so I know next to nothing. But
yeah.
We're thinking of having it the day before on Thursday, possibly... at a few different places, and that one, if it does end up happening, which it probably will in some form, they'll be with No Boy, which is our drummer Matt's other band,
mm-hmm.
Slow Erase from Langley, and Lonely Orchestra also up from Langley.
Cool. And so you've got your Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots. There's three kind of albums up there, or
yeah, there's
EPs,
one album,
and
then two
yeah.
kind of just sets of. Two or three songs.
Yeah. And you mentioned new songs coming up. So are you guys recording soon?
Yeah, we hope to be recording soon. Our drummer Matt actually is a student at Nimbus, and so
nice.
He's able to get us free time there, but we just need to figure out when we'll be able to do that. Hopefully we'll get that done by the middle of April at the very latest, and then we can... and then we're going to be doing some fundraising for a 7-inch record, and then hopefully be able to send off the files for that at the end of April. We are in the midst of playing a fundraiser show for the 7-inch at Lanaloose on Wednesday, April 25th, and we have Tim the Mute playing that because
awesome.
he's also helping us out pressing the record. Like, he's not putting it out, but he said he would like get us a deal on the vinyl.
Right. Well, that's a good resource to have. Tim's a mensch. He's a wonderful
yeah.
man.
No, yeah.
All right, you're going to play one more song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to leave it up to you. Do you think I should play one from the tape that we already have out, or do you think I should play a newer one from the EP that's going to come out?
I don't know.
Because I can't decide.
You wanna get people hungry for what's coming up, but then also maybe you're playing to your strong suit by playing something they might be able to hear.
Well, I'll play the song on the EP that's most like our previous material.
Perfect. Okay, sure. Let's do that.
All right. This song is called Horses and Gasoline and is about neither of those things. 1, 2, 3, 4. Martin Luther King fights crime on the surface of the sun with Karl Marx. Louis Riel casts a spell and gains control of great white sharks. Albert Einstein fires a rocket into Rockefeller's face. FDR defeats Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in a race. Horses and gasoline, apple juice and Vaseline, white out in mice, concrete and rice, sewage and styrofoam, acorns and microphones, lava and lice. Mexican sitting bull, riding on a moose with Howard Zinn. Charles Darwin and his dog begrudgingly agree to have lunch with Ho Chi Minh. Tommy Douglas rides a unicycle and tells mitochondria leave to watch. Crazy Horse and Jimi Hendrix pouring out the floor.
That's a snowflake in a slice of bologna with her teeth. Horses and gasoline, apple juice and Vaseline, white out and mice, concrete and rice, sewage and styrofoam, acorns and microphones, lava and lice, olives and ice. A dog named Worm and a cat named Stove. A car named Angus and the van that car drove. Johnny Carson as a kid, except he has a chicken's beak. Gandhi and Genghis Khan stay at home and watch Twin Peaks. Joe Stalin and his wife bake zucchini bread in hell. King Louis the 14th touching wieners in a cave with H.G. Wells. Horses and gasoline, apple juice and Vaseline, white out and mice, concrete and rice, sewage and styrofoam, acorns and microphones, lava and mice, olives and ice. One more time. Horses and gasoline, apple juice and Vaseline, white out and mice, concrete and rice, sewage and styrofoam, acorns and microphones, lava and mice, olives and ice. Lava and mice, olives and ice.
Okay, nicely done.
Thanks.
Good job.
My hand hurts so much.
Your what?
My hand hurts so much. I'm not used to playing acoustic guitar for that long.
Right. Well, it held up. It didn't translate over to the radio.
That's good.
Yeah.
So instead, I revealed it moments later. That's ruining the audition.
Well, you know, people need to understand what it's like for an acoustic musician. It's not all loafing in the sun. It's painful. Thanks so much, Reed, for coming up. I really appreciate it. Anything else you want to add?
Not really. Just want to remind people of the bill of the show. So it's this Sunday, not this Sunday, but Sunday, March 23rd. So mm-hmm. Two Sundays from now. And the rest of the bill is we're just opening one of the opening slots, but the rest of the bands are Crystal Swells.
Great. How would you noise? Like
they call themselves
garage.
Fake surf punks.
There you go.
I'm guessing fake because they're from Maple Ridge and there's no surfing.
There's
there.
No surfing there. Yeah.
Crystal Swells, Collapsing Opposites, in
local legends.
Yeah, solo format once again.
Okay.
Mulk, made up of former members of Elvis Was a Blonde, and Fistful of Snacks, which is Robin Jacob. Who does she still host a show here?
No. She did the Rib for a long time. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But
no, yeah, but
she's definitely a familiar face around CITR.
Yeah, she's starting things off at around 8 o'clock that night. So, yeah, Astorino's, Commercial in Venable Street, all ages, no booze, drugs, or violence, Sunday, March 23rd.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks so much, Reed. Thanks for coming. Definitely check out that show, and the plodes.bandcamp.com also has all of their existent recordings. Good stuff. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Going to quickly play a song by a band called We Found a Lovebird. They have a new EP out called Let's Start the War, and this is the song Biggest of Chunks. They're playing at Lana Lou's tomorrow night. Yes, tomorrow night. Oh, no, Saturday night. Saturday night. Okay, here we go. This is We Found a Lovebird. I am the worst. Okay. right. That was We Found a Lovebird from their album Let's Start the War, and that was the song Biggest of Chunks. Pretty fun pop music there. And they're playing Atlanta Lose tomorrow night. I've got it locked in. I'm sure that's when it is, with 2 days and counting and The New Black. Good stuff. So I have to run off to class now. Thanks again to Reed for coming in to play some tracks. And I pre-recorded the second half, but stay tuned after that for Hannah with Chips and Dip. Actually, it's the Terry podcast this week, but there's lots of good bands coming up here on CITR. Reminder that Defectors are playing on the 13th. Tonight. Yep, they're also playing tonight. And another band that's playing tonight is Bank Robber. They're playing at the Cobalt. They're playing at the Cobalt with Thin Gaze and Cave Girl. And Bank Robber is one of the side projects of Jordan from Slam Dunk, who did a great job at the Fun Drive finale on last Friday night. It was a lot of fun. Thanks to everyone that came out to that. And again, thanks to everyone who donated to the Fun Drive. It was an enormous success, and I really appreciate all of your support. You guys are the best. I really appreciate it. So this is the song we're going to listen to. It's called JD from the album Life's Not So. This is Bank Robber. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned. Keep it locked into CITR.
Time is no basement. It's trees trapped in snow. You wait for the right moment. Did you just leave that alone? Oh, that's enough. Haven't you seen too much? Not waiting around. Just packing in on it. Yes, it does. So, timing and tails slowly blinding me out, and the leased house in sales, white old faded and out. You can always use that time. You can always use that time. You will always use your time. You can always use that time. But you won't leave and you won't let go. You can leave but you can't let go. You can leave but you can't let go. You can leave but you can't let go.
All right, that was Angel Olsen from her new album, Burn Your Fire for No Witness, the song Unfuck the World. Before that, we heard Shimmering Stars from Vancouver from a new compilation they put out called Lost Sounds, Lost and Found Sounds 2009 to 2013. And that was the demo for Fangs, which is the song that's going to be out on a new album that they have. Before that, we heard Fake Tears from their new EP, self-titled EP, and that was the song Nightbox. And Alicia Rembold is in both Shimmering Stars and Fake Tears. Very talented person. And at the top, we heard Bank Robber from the album Life's Nutso. That was the song JD. And as I mentioned before, Bank Robber are playing tonight at the Cobalt with Thin Gaze and Cave Girl. Up next, we're going to hear the band X-Hex. X-Hex features Mary Timoney, who was in, kind of a famous in her own right, and she's been in a bunch of bands, and this is her new one. So they have a new track. It's called Hot and Cold. Here we go.
I By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
Thank you.
All right, that was Abramson Singers with their song Lose Lose, and a very adorable video starring a very handsome cat. You should check it out. Before that, we heard Frankie Cosmos from the album Zentropy. That was the song Owen, just 19 years old, that Greta Frankie Cosmos. And at the top, we heard XX. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much to Reed from the Plodes for coming in to play earlier. And I hope you like what you heard. You can check out the podcast at CITR.ca. Check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. And once again, thanks to everyone who donated during the fun drive and listen to the shows when we did so much plugging, but we really appreciate it. Thanks also to the Portside Pub for their continued sponsorship of Dunkin' Donuts. Much appreciated. To close this out, here is a preview of the new Oz album, Corey's Coat Hangers, and this is the song, Does It Still Count?
Does it still count?
If I didn't say to stop.
Does it still count?
If after we talked.
Does it still count?
If I got right home.
Does it still count?
If I only used soap.
Does it still count?
If I didn't feel sad as I thought I would. If it didn't hurt.
Does it still count?
If I thought it was a dream.
Does it still count?
If I didn't scream. I thought he felt bad.
Does it still count?
If I saw him after that.
Does it still count?
If I wasn't awake.
Does it still count?
If I was on a date.
Does it still count?
If I thought I wanted it.
Does it still count?
If it lasted a minute.
Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?